Hello and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. This podcast is brought to you by Texas Citizens Bank. Through good and tough times, you need a bank that will stand by you. Texas Citizens Bank gives Houston small and medium-sized businesses the resources they need to thrive. As one customer says, a huge thank you to our friends at Texas Citizens Bank. Great customer service and down-to-earth good people. Call 713-948-5700 to learn more today. My guest for this episode is Allison Post, Manager of Innovation Partnerships at the Texas Heart Institute. In her newly created position, Allison is laser-focused on cultivating innovation within THI, as well as connecting the institution with the Greater Houston Innovation Ecosystem. She joins the show today to discuss today's challenges within health innovation and calls for more connectivity and collaboration within Houston's health leaders. Allison, thanks so much for joining me today.
Natalie, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be on here.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. It's very timely to get to talk to you because you've been in your new role at the Texas Heart Institute for a few months now. So I want to talk to you about the new position, why now for the creation of this position, and how it's been going so far.
Yeah, so I think the why now question is really interesting. So what I've been doing at THI for the last, 2.5 years is a lot of research and development of medical devices. And the Texas Heart Institute is such a translational institution that I got some very early training and very early exposure to commercialization because the lab that I work in with Dr. Mehdi Razavi is the EPCRI, or the Electrophysiology Clinical Research and Innovations Lab. It's a long title that essentially means we're going to make cardiac devices to help patients. And we've really found that in order to actually help the patients, you have to bring these products to market. And luckily, Mehdi has done that very efficiently. And so I got to learn that process from him. And then what I in turn did was help optimize that process for the EPCRI and kind of put together just like a business plan. And then we showed it to some of the directors and leaders of THI, and they're like, actually, we need to be doing this across THI. We need to be formalizing our plans. And I was already reaching out to a lot of entrepreneurial aides here in Houston, working with other entrepreneurs. And so we were already sort of creating a larger network than what THI had initially created. And so we were doing all of this work. And eventually what was decided was like, actually, this should be someone's job. We need a title for this so that we can actually point to someone and to a particular resource whenever people want to develop new intellectual property or want to partner with the Texas Heart Institute in developing something new or testing something new, or even just get clinical feedback. And so I think we had a lot of time because of COVID to really reflect on a lot of this. And that gave us the opportunity to really kind of tighten up that plan and then put it in motion with this new position.
Yeah. So a few months under your belt, what have you seen be the difference maker for you now into this position? It sounds like you were already doing a lot of the work, but now what are you really focused on?
That's a great question. So there are, for me, two major aspects that I'm trying to focus on. One is the internal development of intellectual property at THI. So we have all of these incredible projects, new discoveries that happen, you know, weekly. Just the craziest stuff comes out of THI. But in order to actually get it to patients, like I said earlier, we need to really develop the commercialization pipeline. And that all starts with creating an asset, which is the patent. So we're getting everyone here familiar with the intellectual property pathway at THI. So we spent a lot of time formalizing it and really kind of like tightening up all the, like, well, what if this happens questions. And so THI has been doing this, you know, for 60 years. They're not new to this game. It's just we want to make sure that we're recruiting everyone we possibly can here at the Institute to contribute to this asset creation. We have so many incredible minds here that, you know, create incredible therapies, products, and put it all in publications. But we also need to be creating patents so that these technologies can reach the patient. So that's one of the things that I've been really focused on, is making sure that we have the, you know, 40-something investigators that we have here actually, you know, pursuing a patent in order to actually help their patients. And then the other side that I've been focusing on is really creating good touch points for outside institutions, companies, whomever, to partner with the Texas Heart Institute. We have a lot of incredible resources here that we're trying to make a little bit more known to, you know, not just Houston, but all of Texas, across the nation. We have a lot of international partnerships that we could also take advantage of. So just ensuring that THI is strengthening its reach here and really growing the network so that people know that they can come and do a preclinical study, or they could come and do a very comprehensive clinical study where they're actually putting their product in patients, or know that they can come and get clinical feedback from the experts in their fields. And so this is another area that I'm focusing on. So we have the internal and the external. And we know, obviously, we're spread very thin across all of this, but we're ambitious and we want to make it happen.
Yeah, it really sounds like a role that's this connector of you know, people and places and things. So from your perspective, because I know you also have experience on the entrepreneur side of things. So how are you, you know, set up pretty well for this position to kind of bridge these gaps and connect the dots here?
Thanks. Yeah. So, you know, I've had some experience with Cersen. It's one of our startup companies, and having to develop that business plan, having to develop the pitch, having to talk to investors. So I'm really tuned into what startups are looking for and what startups need. And that's who we're bringing in a lot more into THI, are a lot of very, very early stage startups. And so I understand some of the urgency of what they're doing. I understand the, you know, very tight budget constraints. I understand how, you know, you need to creatively solve problems or create contracts. So we've been able at THI to not just have this rigid process that, like, oh, here's your form, fill it out, we'll see what we can do. We have ongoing conversations with people and the leaders of these companies to help determine, you know, how can THI help you? And how can we get it done such that it's in your budget and it's in your timeline, and that we're creating value for your company and we aren't just taking your money? Like, we're here to help you, because ultimately, you know, we want to bring THI technologies to patients and doctors, but we also want to help other people bring their technologies to patients and doctors, because the whole mission of the Texas Heart Institute is to help our patients. And if that means, you know, someone else has the incredible idea, we want to jump on board and, like, make it happen, bring it to people. So my experience having to do all those things from the other side, I think, really helps to bridge that partnership, so that, you know, we're not a huge institution, but, you know, we are a research institution that's been around for a long time. And then, you know, working with startups who were founded, you know, probably just last year. And so it's really exciting. And THI is uniquely poised to do it. And I think my experience really helps us to do that well.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about health technology, medical devices, what are some of the priorities that THI has? You know, what are they looking for from this new emerging technology?
So we're very lucky in that you know, we're obviously cardiovascular focused, but we have not only basic research, we are developing new therapies. So we have, you know, interests in genetics. We're working with stem cells. We are, you know, injecting stem cells into tissue in order to, you know, help the hearts of patients that have heart failure or some other traumatic injury. So we are also looking into pharmaceuticals. We have, you know, great chemists here at the Texas Heart Institute. And, you know, we have startups spun out from these technologies that we are also helping to support and partner with in order to develop these pharmaceuticals further. We are also working on med devices. I'm obviously very partial to those because that's what our lab does. And then also we are, you know, honing in on new surgical techniques. And, you know, we just launched the Texas Heart Medical Group, the THMG, in the last year. And so this is really going to allow us to further integrate the research and education aspects with patient care. So that's another way that we're going to be creating a therapeutic bridge. But so THI, I think, is mostly interested in probably those three areas, you know, our pharmaceutical development, our stem cell and genetics, and then our med devices. But really anything that can help a cardiovascular patient. So it's still pretty broad. That's, again, just the goal of THI is like, let's help these people live longer, live better.
Yeah, it's funny. I asked you what THI is focused on, and I'm pretty sure you listed everything in healthcare in general. So that's
yep.
Well, and I wonder, since you do have like a focus personally on med devices, I almost wonder, how does it compare? Like, how does cardiac med devices compare to other med devices that are being developed? I mean, I think historically, like one of the first medical devices was the pacemaker. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I'm not an expert, but I know that that is one of the first things I ever had a concept of. And so I just wonder if there's this huge opportunity for cardiac med devices compared to other kind of specialties.
Well, unfortunately, it's a growing disease burden, especially in the United States. So that it's a growing population and a growing need. And so there are a few, you know, other areas where there's, you know, a lot of growth as well. Like if you look at diabetics, if you look at neurostimulation. So I think those are other really large areas of growth if you're looking into med tech, particularly med devices. But because of the growing burden of heart disease, heart failure, you know, coronary artery disease, the unfortunately very long list of things that can go wrong with someone's heart, and the rates of which are increasing, you know, the pressing need for therapies is just growing. And so we're trying to keep up. We're, you know, trying to really break into things that people haven't done a lot of work on, like women's heart care. That is sadly a rather new area of research. We're understanding that the cardiovascular systems of women undergo very different kinds of stresses and also respond very differently to different disease states and therapies. And Texas Heart is really leading the way on trying to do some of that research with our Women's Heart Center. We're going out into the community, we're creating registries, we're just gathering more data that simply does not exist. And so it's, again, going back to your question of saying, you know, why the importance of cardiovascular disease compared to others, it's just, we have so much left to learn, we have so much left to do, and there's just a lot of opportunity to help patients still.
So I also see your role as being divided between finding and supporting that internal innovation, as well as connecting externally as well. So what are some challenges internally that you're facing? What these, you know, doctors, practitioners, if they have a good idea, what's the challenge for them and how do you help?
So the main challenge is, you know, educating people on, you know, what is a patent? Like, why is this important? How does this really fit into patient care? Like, where is this along the pipeline? And so the challenge that I've been facing right now really is basic education about these processes here at THI, as well as with the basic concept. And so I've been working on developing training materials and training pathways in concert with a lot of other people in our Office of Research Administration, including our in-house counsel, who gives a lot of feedback on all of our patents and everything and really manages a lot of that. So that's been an incredible resource for me. That's where I learned most of this is from him. And then just trying to get the word out, even internally. You know, we're a small institution. It's well connected, but there hasn't been a dedicated person for this before. And so I'm charting new territory, finding out the needs, and trying to address them. And the immediate need that we have identified is just lack of awareness. So we're working on solving that problem.
Yeah. So of course, the other side of the coin being connecting with externally. And so how do you do that? And how do you work with organizations like the Texas Medical Center and TMCX and their accelerator company? So what's that been like so far for you?
That is a lot of really phenomenal networking. So the Houston entrepreneurial community, as you know, is actually very tight. Like we, you know, once you start to get to know one person, you go to wine night with the next group and, you know, kind of leapfrog from there. And so initially, I actually got to know a lot of people through InVenture. And so that was really a great jumping off point for me, and also getting to know a lot of people through Medi. And so from there, we got to have a lot of conversations about like, hey, this one company actually kind of needs something in the cardiovascular space. Is there something, you know, that THI could do? Or could we talk to someone at THI about this? Or I'd be, you know, having dinner with a friend, you know, say like, actually, you know, there's something we really want to test. And I'm like, oh, we need to set something up at THI. And I feel like that's how a lot of the conversations happen in the Texas Medical Center. It's a lot of just like, oh, hey, why don't you just come over to our institution and try it out over here? But what I want to do is actually formalize these touch points and be able to give that opportunity to not just the people sitting next to you at the wine tasting or sitting next to you, you know, having dinner, but to anyone who really wants to seek it out. And so we've been working a lot with the, like you said, the TMCX Accelerator, also working a lot with subsequently TMC Biodesign. So we're kind of formalizing a pathway there for startup companies to come and initiate work on a prototype or come initiate work on a preclinical study or come initiate work on a clinical study or come and get feedback on how those processes might go for them in the future so that they can plan accordingly or know how to ask for a certain amount when they go to investors to reach particular milestones or get feedback on their milestones from our subject matter experts. So this really has been a learning process. You know, we've been doing this now for close to a year with them, and we're about to start up the new cohort. And, you know, we're going to be helping review candidates because they are, you know, the leaders of the TMC accelerators are looking for that same feedback from subject matter experts. Like, this is a great business model, but is this product actually going to be useful to you? So we're starting from the very beginning. And then we'll go into boot camp with them and then, you know, support these companies along the way. And we did that with almost all of the cardiovascular companies that they had in their cohort last year. And then we've been working with, I think, three of the four Biodesign fellow founder companies. And I think everyone at THI has really loved the experience because you bring in these super enthusiastic people who are so excited to be solving the problem that they're solving and are really excited to move forward. But long story short, we're still working on formalizing touch points. And so we're hoping to do that through our website. Our communications team is working hard and fast on updating how we face people externally from our website and how they can reach out to us.
Absolutely. I think it's so funny you mentioned the state of networking within Houston's innovation ecosystem. It is so serendipitous and to have those kind of cool conversations, but then to be able to formalize that and point the people in the right direction to actually get things done is also very important.
Yes. And like, and that's such a unique thing about Houston as well. Like there's no other, I think, entrepreneurial city that is so eager to help other people. Mm-hmm. Like it's not just THI, you know, being generous with our time and resources. It's, you know, everyone who's involved in trying to get something launched to patients and to doctors. Like everyone is genuinely enthusiastic about helping other people reach that goal. It's not competition. It's not, you know, throwing shade at anyone else in the Houston community. It's, you know, gosh, how do we get this, like, how do we get the big exit so we can get more money into the system so we can help more people? It's a community effort. Which is just phenomenal. It's why I love the Houston entrepreneurial community. It's just so supportive and everyone is very genuine. I think that's probably the best part.
I hear that a lot from people, both native Houstonians and people who've relocated for business purposes. And it's like people like the people here. So it's cool to see that.
Yeah. But you know, the way our networking works is it, you know, that's a feedback loop. Like we keep bringing in more like enthusiastic, great people. It's, you know, great people draw more great people. And that's what I found at THI too. Like this is an institution full of just really great, genuine people who are so excited to be working on the things that they're working on. And it's so refreshing sometimes to come out of meetings with like, you know, other places where, you know, that's not always the focus, and to be able to come back and reflect at THI and just be like, oh yes, this is good. We're doing good things.
Absolutely. So it sounds like there's been some good movement within an evolution within THI to put a new focus on health tech and growing that connectivity between the elements. But what's next? Where do you see THI evolving to? What are some, I guess, longer term goals that you have and that THI has?
Absolutely. So, you know, THI has been in the innovation game a long, long time. You know, they created the first total artificial heart and, you know, 60 years ago. Dr. Cooley was, you know, probably one of the best well-known physician entrepreneurs. And that's what we really attract here at THI. And so even the fact that like you're saying like, oh, we've had this revolution, like THI is like really starting to get into this stuff. No, THI is starting to create a lot of awareness about this stuff. And we're really starting to try and open our doors even wider to people. So it's not like we're starting from scratch. It's just, you know, we're trying to open the opportunities to even more partners, to even more people within THI, and trying to push technology forward that way. So THI has been undergoing a lot of changes recently in order to make a lot of this happen. We're very fortunate to be a small kind of agile institution where we quickly implement changes. You know, we're looking to partner with other startup accelerators. Like we've invested a lot of time and energy in the TMC innovation, and they've been great partners in helping us to figure out, you know, what are our pipelines? Where are our touch points creating the most value for these companies? And so we've you know, this is all a learning process. And fortunately, we're able to kind of like sway and flow with the wind a little bit in order to figure out what works best for everyone. You know, how is this going to work well for THI? How is this going to work well for the startup? How is this going to work well for patients and doctors? And so we're really hoping now to be able to expand that experience farther out into Houston, into even more academic and research development partners, as well as partnerships with some of the larger sponsors that we, you know, already work with, like Medtronic and Abbott and Biosense Webster and those kinds of people. And I think we're working on a number of different ways of doing that, creating new cores and new centers here within THI to help with research and development, as well as educational experiences for everyone.
I think we've talked a little bit about challenges that innovators within this space face, but when you think about health tech in general, and these small companies that you're working with, med device companies or health tech companies, what are their biggest challenges right now, both, you know, just currently and also in light of COVID-19, in light of a bunch of rapid medical innovation that's been happening because of COVID-19? You know, what do you see as their biggest challenges?
Right. So as you hinted, like some technologies really took off in COVID. Like it was the wind beneath their wings. You know, there are a lot of technologies that were able to pivot towards a COVID utility, and they have done very, very well. But those who, you know, have not been able to create that same pivot, and realistically, not everyone can. They're, you know, not every technology is going to be suited to address a COVID problem. I think the challenge has been, you know, even for our own partners, is keeping up the momentum, keeping up your studies, like keeping your studies going, keeping your doctors available and interested. A lot of KOLs are just wiped out right now. Their bandwidth is used, both mentally, physically. And so I see the startups here facing those kinds of unique challenges. And I think further down the line, once we really see a lot of the effects financially, like we're going to understand some of the differences that are going to occur in funding cycles. You know, there was a ton of money dumped into the COVID treatments and the COVID companies, and that was great for the ones who were able to pivot. But, you know, I've even seen with some grant calls, you know, they've lowered the number of grants that have been awarded, and that can really affect, you know, these smaller companies going for STTRs, SBIRs. And so while that's still, you know, a very successful way to go, I'm interested to see how all of this shakes out over the course of the next year, because a lot of companies, you know, have their funding in place. But now we're going to see, you know, what happens upon renewal. Have they been able to reach their milestones, even though a lot of labs were closed? A lot of clinical studies were put on hold because patients weren't allowed to come in for elective procedures. You know, it's a very complex problem. And so I think we're just beginning to understand some of the effects of that. And I think we're going to see a lot of that later on. But I think the greatest issues that I've seen is just maintaining the momentum. It's so hard for everyone, you know, not just startups, but also just in research labs and at different institutions. You know, everyone has had to cope with so much this year, just like trying to get the basics done. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see, I think, over the course of the next year, really what happens.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me because, of course, I talk to a lot of different startups. And when I ask about challenges, money is always one of them. But when you think about health tech innovation, then the cycle to get to commercialization and that process is just so much longer than
yes.
startup, right? No shade on software startups, but you need a lot more money and a lot more time. And it makes me nervous how big that COVID effect was on some of these really important life-saving technologies, right? Like we're not again, no shade to startup software companies, but you know, where health tech comes in, it's potentially life-saving. So that's a different conversation altogether, right?
Well, I mean, and these are really difficult companies to invest in at the start, because you have, you know, software companies and things like that that can have really fast development, really quick exits, really large exits. They have very efficient use of funds, but it just takes more capital to get a lot of med tech out. And so your exits aren't quite as, you know, big. Your return on investment is going to be smaller. But like you said, you're impacting people's lives in a very meaningful way. So yeah, I'm interested to see, you know, the next annual report on, you know, how much money came to Houston and to Austin, into the Texas area in terms of venture capital. What have the exits been like compared to previous years? So I think it's still hard to know, I think, what the ultimate impact will be.
So talking a little more broadly, because I know THI being in Houston and a part of the Texas Medical Center, I wonder how you've observed, because I know you've been a part of this community now, how you've seen the Houston innovation ecosystem develop and where it's really headed, especially when we talk about healthcare innovation.
I mean, it's grown by leaps and bounds, even just since I've, you know, been dipping my toes in the entrepreneurial water. Like this is, there are so many more resources for upcoming entrepreneurs. There are so many more resources, even for more established startup companies. I think the amount of support is only growing and will continue to grow exponentially. I mean, we've got TMC3 or TMC Cubed coming up in a couple of years that I think will serve as a very fertile ground for all sorts of development, partnerships, growth, pulling in, you know, larger venture capital. I think it's going to be phenomenal and just be another great shot in the arm for Houston. And, you know, the entrepreneurial community in Houston at large is just growing. You know, we've got the Ion coming in downtown and all sorts of different accelerated programs and, you know, startup support and all sorts of things popping up all the time. We have great podcasts and journalists like focusing in on the developments here. Like, I remember yours being really one of the first, but there are so many more have like popped up, especially when, you know, I'm on my app and they're saying other podcasts like this, like that list is growing. And so I think a lot more attention is being paid, especially since, you know, and a lot of people talk about this all the time, you know, the shift from oil and gas is starting to shift more into startups, whether or not they're healthcare. You know, we have so many different kinds of startups in this community. And even the larger companies are investing a lot more money into these really off the wall ideas that are eventually going to become a reality because these large companies care. And so I only see just phenomenal things for Houston. And what I really want is for the Texas Medical Center to become even more interconnected. We've got to be able to transfer ideas and thoughts and intentions seamlessly between these institutions. And right now, there are a lot of barriers. And I really think Texas Heart is hopefully going to serve as an example of how to take down a lot of those barriers. Like we're trying to work very seamlessly and very agilely with all of our outside collaborators. And I'm hoping that we can encourage others to do the same. You know, everyone wants the same goal. Everyone is just working towards helping patients. And so we could all be doing that together so much more efficiently, and we could really, really take advantage of being the largest medical center in the world and bring in, like, it makes no sense that we are not the healthcare leaders yet in med tech development. Like, it should not be Boston. It should not be San Francisco. It should not be Minneapolis. It should be Houston. And we have everything we need to do it. We just need to bring it all together. And so that's why I'm really excited about my role at THI, is that I'm, you know, kind of getting in at a ground level on a much smaller scale and, you know, getting to get that process started. But I'm so excited for the things that are coming to Houston.
That's so interesting. You kind of answered my next question, which was going to be like, Houston has all these ingredients, but, you know, how important is that collaboration aspect of it? And I think when you think about Houston as this spread out city, unfortunately, most of our big industries, energy, healthcare, have this siloed setup, even, just historically speaking. And so I don't know what it is about Houston that it's just developed that way. And so you hit the nail on the head, though, with the rising need for collaboration and to bring down those silos and really work together for a common goal, right?
Yes, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's been a longstanding philosophy of mine, is just like, you know, bring everyone to the table. And working for Medi has really just shown like how powerful that idea really is. You know, the more minds we have, the better the solution is going to be. And I think working at THI has shown that, you know, the more that we can collaborate with other groups, the faster and better we can solve problems. And I can only see that scaling up in a positive way. Like, if we could get all of the institutions to put blanket agreements in place and, you know, have blanket, this is a pipe dream, but, you know, a blanket IRB or like a blanket IACUC, you know, just having basic regulatory stuff in place would just remove so many bureaucratic hurdles and could potentially really bring us all closer together, which in a strange way would only help us grow. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I know we're moving towards that.
I think something too that came out of, at least from my very outside perspective, is that during COVID, you know, we had that very huge need for collaboration. And I think in a lot of ways, it went well, it went successfully. So I think maybe that'll have that effect to really keep the barriers down on other non-COVID related innovation kind of down the road.
Yeah, and it just showed in so many ways that, like, not only can we do really unique collaborations, but we can do them very quickly. Like, we can come up with solutions really fast if we're allowed to. And it takes everyone to make that happen. And so it's, you know, it's not just congeniality, it's speed, it's, you know, efficiency. And, you know, in so many ways, you know, the development of the vaccine, the way that people have created solutions for ventilators, the way that the community came together to really bring down COVID numbers, like, there's just so much of a demonstration of the potential that we have for collaboration. Like you said, like, it was a really great example. And I hope that we can actually make some of that policy and make some of that our standard operating procedure. But we'll see. We'll see what the future brings.
Well, it sounds like a huge step has been taken with THI creating your position. So we're moving forward, right? So I appreciate you coming in and coming on the show to explain that process and what you're really focused on, because I think it's right on path with everything we've been talking about for the industry to really further develop.
Awesome. Yes, it's been such a pleasure to talk about it with you, and you always ask such great questions. So I'm glad that I could come on and hopefully help educate people about the new things that are going on at THI and keep people really enthusiastic about the entrepreneurial community in Houston.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what comes out of all of this focus and all this work that you're doing. So definitely keep in touch.
All right. Yeah. We'll give you some good innovation updates here soon, I'm sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.